Good evening. My name is Cal Whitney. Hold on. There's a program on my computer and it's making noise. And I don't know how to turn it off. Okay. Oh, God, it's gone. Sorry. good evening. My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 31st day of March, last day of March, 2018. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, Anti-Corruption Society, or on my other website, parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net. If you need to remind yourself why humanity and our progeny is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my website. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab. Our guide has been viewed more than 65,000 times since it was posted several years ago, and it's now in its 9th edition, and I'm working on the 10th. We keep adding to it as more info and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government, as does our Notice of Condition Precedent webpage. Well, last week we mentioned a little bit about keeping balance in a crazy world. And for those who haven't read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, which is on anticorruptionsociety.com, you scroll down and there's a link and the whole thing is there. It's, I think, 44 pages. If you haven't read it, you need to. It apparently is an extension of the plans that were discussed at the very first Bilderberg meeting in 1954, where the global scum of the earth, elite, they call themselves, got together and decided that they wanted to maintain their own supremacy. And as new energy and new things were coming into the picture, they felt they needed to have a coordinated method of tracking the human population, particularly the American people, tracking us and social engineering us and ensuring their supremacy. And indeed, that's what has happened. In that book, it's really a booklet, I guess, they mention the fact that much of what we see going on now is in that book. That's why it's so important that you're aware of it. That we wouldn't be able to correct records when inaccuracies were placed on our record. I've seen that happen. And they were going to do everything they could to unempower us. And I've seen that happen across the board. We've got jobs that have been outsourced and, you know, out of the country. They brought in foreign workers and had Paul Craig Roberts wrote about that. They've had American workers having to train their replacements, which were foreign workers. And if they weren't willing to train them, they would lose their severance pay. So in that, they talk about trying to make us crazy, that we will feel that we're trapped and we can't see the trap and we'll have no idea of how to get out of the trap, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why I think it's important that we talked about balance last week, and we talk a little bit more about balance this week. When you know your enemy, and we've had a program demonstrating that we are indeed considered their enemy. If you're an American citizen, you're an enemy of the government corporation. So we've talked about how when you look at this, it starts to look pretty darn dark. And it's not difficult to get really discouraged. However, we can't really afford to allow that to happen. A, who wants to be that miserable? Who wants to be in a constant state of depression? I know I don't. B, we can't be productive or resist what's going on if we're just, you know, hiding under the piano or we're just a pile of sadness in the corner. So it's important that we continue to have our lives, continue to have joy in our lives on a regular basis so that we can stay brave and continue to not consent to all this craziness that's going on around us. So last week I said, why don't we talk about pet stories? Because one of the things in my world, and I hope the people who call in tonight will share how their pet affects their life, but one of the things in my world that has really helped me keep balance is the dogs. We've always had a dog. We used to have cats until we finally realized my husband was allergic to them. So he, in his good grace, he was not willing to have them removed from the house. He just put up with his allergies until they died when they got old. It's just that they were never replaced. So you can't have cats in a house when someone's allergic to cats. So we've always had dogs. And I can't remember going more than maybe 6 months without a dog. So I'll start with story of my dog, and then I'd like to play a poem for the listeners, and then I'd love to hear listeners call in and tell me how their pet helps them keep balance. And the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Well, why don't I play the poem first? This is a great poem. It was on the Johnny Carson show, and it was written and read by Jimmy Stewart, and it's just beautiful about his dog. Can we play that now, Ken?
I just thought I'd write a poem. You want to hear?
Please,
here?
Oh, yes.
You want to hear? Now, this... Well,
they could always start the wedding late, I guess.
Now, the title of it is Bo. That's the name of the dog. He never came to me when I would call unless I had a tennis ball or he felt like it. But mostly, he didn't come at all. When he was young, he never learned to heel or sit or stay. He did things his way. Discipline was not his bag, but when you were with him, things sure didn't drag. He'd dig up a rose bush just to spite me, and when I'd grab him, he'd turn and bite me. He bit lots of folks from day to day. The delivery boy was his favorite prey. The gas man wouldn't read our meter. He said we owned a real man-eater. He set the house on fire, but the story's long to tell. Suffice to say that he survived and the house survived as well. And on evening walks, and Gloria took him, he was always first out the door. The old one and I brought up the rear because our bones were sore. And he'd charge up the street with Mom hanging on. What a beautiful pair they were. And if it was still light and the tourists were out, they created a bit of a stir. But every once in a while, he'd stop in his tracks and with a frown on his face, look around. It was just to make sure that the old one was there to follow him where he was bound. We're early to bedders in our house. I guess I'm the first to retire. And as I'd leave the room, he'd look at me and get up from his place by the fire. He knew where the tennis balls were upstairs, and I'd give him one for a while, and he'd push it under the bed with his nose, and I'd dig it out with a smile. But before very long, he'd tire of the ball, and he'd be asleep in his corner in no time at all. And there were nights when I'd feel him climb upon our bed and lie between us, and I'd pat his head. And there were nights when I'd feel this stare, and I'd wake up and he'd be sitting there, and I'd reach out to stroke his hair, and sometimes I'd feel him sigh, and I think I know the reason why. He'd wake up at night, and he would have this fear of the dark, of life, of lots of things, and he'd be glad to have me near. And now he's dead. And there are nights when I think I feel him climb upon her bed and lie between us, and I pat his head. And there are nights when I think I feel that stare, and I reach out my hand to stroke his hair, and he's not there. Oh, how I wish that wasn't so. I'll always love a dog named Bo.
That makes you almost want to cry. You can see that on YouTube. Jimmy Stewart read it beautifully. And, you know, that's the downside, of course, of dogs, is they don't live long enough. So I'll start with my story. We've had dogs off and on, mostly on, for our entire adult life. One dog we got, the second, not the one we have now, the one we had just before this one. Her name was Izzy, and she was a Jack Russell mix. And apparently she had an owner when she was a pup who had no tolerance for her puppy-type behavior. She used to get excited and tinkle, and they overreacted, and they made her an aggressive, fear-aggressive dog. They gave up on her and dropped her off at the Humane Society when she was 11 months old. And because she had fear aggression and she wouldn't let strangers near her, she would growl. The director of the Humane Society, this was in Indiana, wanted to euthanize her. But one of the workers said, well, let me try office fostering and see what we get. And she convinced her to allow this woman to foster Izzy in her office. So instead of being locked in a cage, Izzy would spend her day in the office with the volunteer. And it wasn't long before Izzy decided the volunteer was the cat's meow. She followed her everywhere. She was in her lap. She kissed on her. She licked on her. She wanted to play. So the volunteer recognized that once Izzy got to know people, she was probably not going to be a problem. But they can't adopt dogs out. If they know there's behavioral problems, that's kind of their policy. However, my sister knew this woman and assured her that I had taken in dogs with personality problems before and had managed quite well in dealing with them and ended up with wonderful, wonderful pets. So the woman agreed to allow the dog to be removed from Indiana, and my sister brought her to me. And she looked at me, and I knew I couldn't touch her because if I did, she started to growl. She wouldn't let my husband touch her. She was very much afraid. So we just left her be, and it took her approximately 3 days. Just, you know, we didn't force ourselves on her. We just kept our distance, and we put her food down. We let her out. And after 3 days, she just popped into our lap and licked our faces, and that was it. She was done being afraid. And she was a wonderful, friendly, playful dog from then on, and she lived until she was 17. The last 6 months of her life, she had evidence of a stroke, and she kind of lost her balance, and she couldn't go down the stairs without falling, so we would be carrying her up and down the stairs. And we weren't ready to let go. She still could wag, and she still would sit in our lap. So what we did is we accommodated her, and we took her on vacation because we didn't think anyone else would be able to take care of her. So we took her on our camping trip, and you know, a good portion of the trip was taking care of her, making sure she didn't fall, picking her up, making sure she was comfortable. And neither one of us regretted doing that. I mean, it was a, I don't know, it was just something that it felt like it was the right thing to do, not to euthanize. I could not see euthanizing a dog so I could go on vacation. So she did all right. I don't know how much she enjoyed the vacation, but it went well. And when we got home, however, her health deteriorated and she fell outside. We didn't know she had fallen and she couldn't get up. And that's when finally we just said, that's it. So we said goodbye to Izzy. We buried her in the backyard. And my husband and I, you know, thought about, well, maybe we'll get another dog. Well, a week went by. We got to really start looking for a dog. We could not stand that empty place where she always laid. We couldn't stand not having a dog. We couldn't stand not playing with a dog. The house just seemed so horrifically empty. And we both looked at each other and said, I'm not happy like this. And I said, I think we have to have a dog. And he said, I agree. We've got to get another dog. So we started looking around at the Humane Society, at the animal shelter. And we spent about 2-3 weeks looking online. We made a couple stops. Then one day I said, let's just go to the animal shelter. I just feel like today's the day. So we did. We drove over there, and they really well laid out. In the back, there was this little black dog, and he had his feet against the rail. The way the cages were, they had rails instead of bars. And he was just wagging his tail, happy as can be to see us, and I just thought he was adorable. So we saw a couple dogs. We walked him around and spent some time. They have a little visiting booth at this shelter so that you can go in that, take the dog off the leash, go in that room, close the door, and kind of get to know each other. And when we did that with Mickey, we named him Mickey, he was still all excited and kind of nervous, but he just came over and sat on my husband's foot. And that was it. The minute he sat on my husband's foot, he said, this is someone, we'll take him. We brought him home, and he is a, we say he is a devil by day and an angel by night. Talk about entertaining. I'll finish the Mickey story, and I'm eager to hear your stories when we come back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, I see we have a caller. Let me finish Mickey, and then I'm going to be thrilled to hear what people have to say. Anyway, Mickey was a year and a half old. We took him to the vet. He's part Schipperke. He's a Schipperke, we think, Schipperke Chihuahua mix. And the vet said, this dog is so cute. I can't imagine why anyone would ever get rid of him. And I said to her, I know why they got rid of him. You have to live with Mickey to understand why they got rid of him. Mickey is so full of energy. He goes nonstop all day long. One of his favorite games is to bite our feet or grab our pant leg. He loves to pull on our clothes. He terrorizes the house. He goes into the garbage to pull out papers so he can shred it in the living room. He never comes when you call him unless you're in the kitchen. Then he always comes. And the one thing Mickey loves more than anything in the world is to bark. Apparently, when we looked up a Schipperke mix, Schipperkes, they are notorious for barking. In fact, online we read about them. The remark that was made online was, if you're looking for a dog that is into barking, extensive barking, nonstop barking, this is your breed, and that is Mickey. Mickey barks and runs from the door to the window, the window to the door, bark, run around, drives us nuts. So finally I got water bottles. I have four water bottles in the house. Telling Mickey to stop didn't work. Clapping my hands didn't work. Screaming at him didn't work. But I'll tell you what, folks, if you've never tried a water bottle, it is your best friend if you've got a dog who will not stop barking. I finally mastered it. I had to squirt him quite a few times, but Mickey decided that being squirted with a water bottle is like the worst thing that can happen to him. So all I have to do is pick it up now. He stops barking, and he slowly comes and sits on my foot. So we're getting there, but he still, if I'm not in the room, Mickey lives to bark. What I discovered is, yes, we loved Izzy, and it broke our heart when we lost her. And I'll probably never forget her. She was such a dear. But when it comes to getting another dog that's full of energy, that needs your time and your attention and offers you affection, that healed our heart. I mean, we were not going to be whole, I realized, until we got Mickey. And we'll never give him up, no matter what a pain in the neck he is. We are both firmly in love with Mickey. And he does help me keep balance. If I get too intense about projects, Mickey's always there to remind me with a ball, with a toy, that there are other things I have to do besides work on the computer. So he does indeed help me maintain balance. Okay, we have a caller from Chicago. Jerry, good evening.
Good evening, Al. It's interesting you're talking about dogs, and you used to have cats. I've always been a dog person. I never owned one. But I was always asked to house it for friends and relatives whenever they went on vacation that had dogs, because I got along with all dogs. But a buddy of mine, I happened to go over to his house a little over 5 years ago, and he was fostering a cat. And he threw the cat on my lap, and he threw a brush in my hand. He said, "Hey, brush the cat." I brushed the cat. Well, I spent the night at his house, woke up on the couch, and the cat was just staring at me. So I tapped on the couch. I wasn't going to get up yet, and the cat laid down next to me, and I fell asleep. Well, he asked me when I was leaving the following day. He says, "Hey, what'd you think of that cat?" And I said, "That's a pretty cool cat. Normally, cats are, you know, kind of a asshat, as John Stantmiller would say." And he says, "Hey, what do you think? Would you like the cat?" And I says, "Well, you know, I'm not supposed to have pets where I live, but I've lived there for 22, 23 years, never really broke any rules. I'm willing to break this one if the cat needs a home." And I picked the cat up 2 weeks later after I got, you know, all the cat necessities you need in the house. And picked her up. It was a 40-minute ride from his house to my house, and the cat is not a good animal in a vehicle, let's put it that way.
Cats normally aren't.
But she's settled in, and she, you know, I taught her some new things about, hey, we're going to go here, we're going to go there, we got to get, you know, go in the vehicle, and she tolerates the rides now. And she likes the adventures that I take her on and things like that. It's an older cat. She's 15 years old now. But, Wow. Boy, talk about just having something, you know, you go to work and you miss the cat, and you come home from work and you hug on the cat and you take the cat out and things like that. And yeah, you know, it's very interesting. But he had told me like a month later after I had the cat, he says, "You know, we were the third foster for that cat." And I says, "Okay." And he says, I don't know if you know the story, but after three fosters, if you bring the cat back, they usually euthanize the cat. And wow. I was like, "Oh my goodness, that is horrible," because she's such an uplifting individual. All the neighbors, I live in an apartment complex, and she just walks around and she visits the neighbors, and she walks in and out of the neighbors' houses if they open the door. She gets along with the everybody around here. The kids even come to my back door, knock on the door, and ask if the cat can come out and play.
That's great. What did you name her?
Miauska.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Because she's very mouthy.
Yes. Yes.
So, but, you know, it's just interesting when people tell their stories about their pets, because let's face it, and you're right, they do not live long enough, and that's sad, because pets are undeniably loyal to you, where
yes.
I kind of want to say that I kind of like animals better than I like people. It's getting to that point, so...
Well, they don't.
I dropped that in.
Yeah, I think that's a great story. They don't know how to argue one thing. Although, I have to say, I've had two dogs. Mickey's one of them, and I had another one, Dudley. That when I would chastise them or say "knock it off" or "stop barking," or they would bark at me, you know, like it was like they had to get the last word in. So, when I say they don't argue with you, I'm not so sure that they don't have a way of arguing with you.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny you mention that, because my cat, if she sees me packing the laundry bag, because I used to do my laundry at my mom's house, and she'd see the laundry bag getting packed, she'd go and hide, because she figured, uh-oh, we're going over to Grandma's house to visit, and she just didn't want to tolerate Grandma.
Okay, hang in there. We're going to break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in...
Jerry, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Well, so how long have you had the cat now?
It'll be 5 years this August.
Now, do you live alone?
Yes, I do.
See, I just don't think people are meant to live alone. Don't you think you're a lot happier having a pet?
Well, it doesn't... Yeah, let's put it this way. She has the run of the household. I have a neighbor when I work out at State. And he just lives two doors down and on the second floor, but he will not let her out. I let her out in the morning for an hour. I let her out at night for as long as she wants. And she's indoor, outdoor, and she knows where her dinner bowl is. So the only thing I have to worry about is a dog or a coyote maybe getting to her. But she's got all her claws and everything else like that, so she knows how to defend herself. And she's not small. She's kind of a big cat.
Why do you think they got that she didn't make it with the other two? Did you get any bad habits that she had? I mean, why didn't other people want to keep her?
I think it's because, you know, it wasn't a kitten or a younger cat or something of that nature. But what I was told was that she had a woman that she lived with, and I guess that woman passed away.
Oh.
And the woman's friend took the cat because that was her friend's dying wishes. Oh, you got to take care of the cat. And she says, oh, I will. Well, I guess she spent a year or so with that woman until she passed away, and then the cat was put up for adoption or foster or whatever you want to call it. But like I said, this cat picked me, though. I mean, just the way she looked at me and everything else like that, it was almost like, hey, I could live with this guy. I think I could tolerate him. So some of my crazy habits have kind of rubbed off on her, and she's very independent. And you know, it's just a great animal. I mean, I tell stories at work about her and some of the crazy things she does. In fact, the friend that watches the cat for me when I go out of town, he took her to Michigan for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and
wow!
Her family was up. His family was up there in Michigan she was up there for about 8-9 days. And he came back and he was telling me, he says, my mom says that cat is invited to our house or her house anytime because they got along real good and everything else like that. And his mother said something when he was getting in the car and getting ready to go. He says, you know what? I think this was the best Thanksgiving we ever had. And I think the cat made it a good Thanksgiving.
You know, they can do that. They really do enhance our life. Part of what they do, in my opinion, is I think it's good for us to think about something other than ourselves. I noticed when my husband and I were on vacation and we were taking care of the dog, we were less apt to argue over little things. It was a shared responsibility. And I think maybe people need to care for something or each other. I think that's one of the needs that we have, other than, you know, just being completely engrossed in our own thoughts and our own wants and our own needs. Taking care of something else is also very rewarding.
You know, you got that right. I really enjoy, you know, surprising her with a new toy and, you know, grabbing her tail when she's not expecting it. And you know, she doesn't even flinch anymore. She used to the first 2 weeks, like it was a big shock that somebody grabbed her tail. Now she's, it's just like, ah, there he goes. He's grabbing my tail again. When's this guy going to give this up, you know? but she... The cat is a riot, and she's always, if you open a door to let her in, she runs in and she makes a noise as she walks by. She makes a noise as she climbs up to her loft bed and everything else like that. It's like a grunt or something like that, like an old person would do when they're getting in and out of a chair or a car or something like that. You know, it's yeah. Hilarious, and she's pretty well trained, because when she wants to come in, she comes right to the window screen and she bangs on the window screen. I go to the window, I tap on the window and point, go to the back door, and she runs around the apartment and she meets me at the back door and I let her in.
Wow.
So, you know, I tell you, she's very bright, and she's had a couple litters, so her belly kind of drags the ground. In fact, if you got a second, I got a couple lines of a song I wrote for her.
Okay, oh, well.
It starts like this. 1 foot tall, kind of small, her belly drags the ground, and that's not all. Has anybody seen Mickey Meowskin? She's got attitude. She's very rude. I call her my little furry dude. Has anybody seen Mickey Meowskin? There's like 12 lines to this thing, so it can go on for a long time. But
that's
what
great.
I do. I mean, I'll be driving in the car and out of her truck, going back and forth to work, and I'll be thinking about it, and I'll put words and songs about the cat. So,
yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, our pets are important. I'm glad you called in, Jerry. That was a great story, I bet you. She helps you keep balance, too, when you're looking at all this bad news.
Yes, she does. You know, here's a little story, too, about my brother, because he's always had dogs and everything, and he had he went to the doctor. He was waking up with, like, night sweats, and there's another word for it and everything, and I have problems breathing, and he's younger than I am and in way better health. And the doctor was asking him some questions. He says that, Did you have a pet, or did you have a loss in the family? He says, well, I had to put my pet down. And he says, well, you're thinking about getting another pet? And he says, well, not really. And he says, I think you should. He says, because pets have a tendency to make your health healthier.
Are you there?
Yeah, have you ever heard that? I mean, and if you think
yes.
about it, you're happy when you're around a pet. And if being happy is related to longevity and better health, then, yeah, I would say pets make your life healthier.
You know, my husband had a bout of hypertension. It was borderline hypertension. And I wasn't too eager to see him on medication. So we were doing kind of natural things, but we were monitoring his blood pressure. And one day I just wanted to test what would happen if I took his blood pressure when he was sitting in his chair with Mickey in his lap. And I did, and I think I mentioned this before, he's a retired physician, and I showed him what his blood pressure was, and it was just perfect. And he said, you know what, that is absolutely amazing. He was astounded himself. He said, if I was up on the couch and Mickey was nowhere around me, it would not be this figure. And I said, well, there it is. And so we tested it, and it's true. You have high blood pressure. Sitting with your pet can bring your blood pressure down to normal.
You know what? I believe that wholeheartedly. I'm a firm believer in it now, because my brother went and got a dog soon after that, and he never had any problems with this hypertension or night sweats or waking up in the middle of the night, panic panic attacks, I think is what they call it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the dogs really did a real good job. And his one dog, all he's got to do is mention Jerry's coming over, and the dog waits by the door, and he goes nuts when he sees me. So,
well,
I'm good with the animals.
Well, you know, it's a shame that everybody isn't good with animals. It's a shame that everybody wasn't raised with animals. Now, there are certain Muslims, and you can look that up. My husband ran into a taxi driver, and he was talking about dogs, and the taxi driver was a Muslim. And he said to my husband, you know, if we touch a dog, we have to wash our hands 8 times. And my husband said, what? He said, no, that's in the Quran or whatever. We have to wash our hands like 8 times. And so we looked it up, and I'm not saying all Muslims are like this, because they are not. But there is a sect of Muslims that do believe that dogs are dirty. There even is a sect of Muslims that have been known to have their dogs put to sleep the day before Ramadan in honor of Allah. Now, if that isn't horrific, and when I looked that up, I was astounded. So apparently there's a cultural aspect to whether or not your culture encourages pets, but there's no doubt in my mind that the cultures that encourages pets are more peaceful. They're probably healthier, and I think they're probably happier.
Wow, that is really weird, you know.
Yes.
But if you look at other cultures, you know, they might eat dogs and cats. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I'd rather wash my. I don't know. I still don't wash my hands when I handle the cat. I'll sit down and eat dinner. I don't care. You know.
I know.
I'm sure I'm not going to catch anything from the cat. You know, my fear is that she catches something from me. But that's about it. I don't take her for vaccinations. I don't take her to the vet. I give her a bath twice a year. She's not happy about that. She gets her nails clipped twice a year. She's not happy about that, but she goes along with it, you know. So,
yeah.
She's like I said. She's like an extension of my body. I don't know what I'd do without her. So, but I just thought I'd weigh in since you were talking about dogs and cats and things like that.
Okay. Well, I think everybody enjoyed that. That's great. Thank you for calling in, and I'm glad you brought up the vaccination. I want the listeners to realize that on. ParentsAgainstMandatoryVaccines.net, I posted a story called The Science of Vaccine Damage, and it's really important because Purdue University apparently did a study of vaccinated dogs versus unvaccinated dogs. And lo and behold, not to my surprise, but probably to their surprise, the unvaccinated dogs were healthier. And in that story, I've got a picture of our dog, Dudley, a dog that we had for many years, who at age 12 developed this, and you can see by the picture, we were told it was an autoimmune condition, and from vaccines, that's what the two different veterinarians said. So he was 12, and he had been vaccinated because we had boarded him quite a few times, and when he developed that condition, we were told he would not get better. There was no treatment. However, it turns out that a woman I know who uses herbs for a lot of different things came up with a concoction that I gave Dud, and Dud did get better, but he never received another vaccine. Now, this is a problem, because once you have your dog licensed, they want a rabies shot, an unnecessary rabies shot, given to that pet every year. And I think proving that the pet has received his rabies shot is part of getting the animal license. So I strongly recommend you do not get the animal license. Now, what I have found where I live, it's not going to be a problem unless the animal strays from us. And I've heard this is true in other parts of the country. If the animal control picks up a dog, your dog, and it doesn't have a license, it will require the vaccine and a penalty payment for having an unlicensed dog before they will give you the dog back. So if you're not going to license your dog, you better be darn sure that he doesn't get out. And probably the same thing is true with cats, that they don't get out, they don't get lost, and they don't get picked up by the animal control people, because that will cost you quite a bit of money, and they will insist on that animal being vaccinated before the animal is returned to you. So Big Pharma has its push and pull. I mean, it's got its sway over the whole veterinary field of medicine. And I strongly recommend that article, The Science of Vaccine Damage, because then you will see how many veterinarians are aware of the fact that vaccines are causing the animals to be more ill, and yet they're still doing it. To my knowledge, anytime you have an animal boarded, in fact, they always look at the vaccine record. Well, your dog is due for this, your dog is due for that. And the more vaccines the dog gets, the less healthy the dog will be. That has been true with all of our dogs. So we're avoiding dog vaccines from now on as much as I can. And we're just hoping that Mickey never gets out, Mickey never gets in any trouble, so we can keep him healthy. Okay, we have a caller from Fort Worth. Ken, are you there?
Yeah, I know a guy who had a cat just loved to shower. He jump in the shower, just can't wait till he's got the water the right temperature, and he sit there and dry him off with a towel. Just loved it. That don't happen too often.
No. No, usually you can get injured trying to wash a cat.
You betcha. Hey, one way to get rid of fleas, I've seen it. Put some warm water in a bathtub, and then dip the cat in it, and the fleas will come right off. You pull the plug, and they're gone.
I've heard that. You know, and I was going to try that.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Because I read that people don't realize the fleas can't swim, and they don't like water, and they can't breathe underwater. So you put the animal in there, and the fleas will go right off of the animal.
Yep, and go right down the drain. I don't. Maybe they like the warm water. I don't know. But you might be 100% correct. They don't swim and they don't breathe. And they're gone.
Yeah, and sure, a lot healthier for the animal than toxic chemicals.
Yeah,
I think that's a good tip.
I'm gone.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Well, we had a cat when we built our first house. It was a Manx, and he had no tail. And he was a pip, too. He was a little pistol. So they laid the apron for the garage, the full length, the two-car garage, the full length of it. And the guy just finished the concrete work and had it all smoothed out. And lo and behold, the cat decided to run across the concrete the whole length, the entire length of the concrete. The cat ran and put footprints throughout, and then the cat's legs were covered in concrete, and we couldn't believe he did that. So he had to have a bath, and he was not happy with us. But we weren't going to let concrete dry on his legs. So when you get a pet, you've always got these moments, you know. You're getting ready to go somewhere, and some mishap, an animal will puke or worse, or get lost or get sick. But you know what? They're worth it. They're worth every inconvenience, because when things are not going well, they are always there. They're still cheerful. They're still happy to see you. And they still want you to get up and play. So they really help keep balance. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. Welcome back. Tonight we're talking about pets. Started out talking about dogs, but I have nothing against cats, and how important they are in our lives and how they do help us keep balance. Part of what I think it contributes to us not getting overwhelmed with all this bad news, because we have the animal to take care of, and we've got things to do. So we can't sit and ruminate over bad news. We have to get up and get things done. And the mere act of getting up and getting things done gets us out of our kind of our slump. It's easy to get discouraged when you're looking at the New World Order and some of what is going on with medicine, with law, with communications. Unfortunately, the closer you look at it, the more problems you see, and that's when it's time to go back and regain your balance. Tomorrow's Easter. I hope people have some enjoyable plans. Right here in Columbus, I drove around today, and we've got tulips coming up. We've got daffodils everywhere, and the forsythia are blooming, and it's really hard not to enjoy the spring every year. Thank God I live in a climate that has four seasons. I don't think I'd be happy in any other climate. I love watching the seasons change. So if you have any dog stories or cat stories, the number is 1-800-313-9443. I'm reminded of a friend of my husband's. This was another good example how dogs literally brought him back from potentially the deepest despair he had ever experienced in his life. He was divorced for many years, and when he was in his 60s, he met this woman. She was married, unfortunately, but she was very athletic, and he was athletic, and they belonged to these, it was a paddling club, I believe. And the group would set up these trips to go on kayak or canoe adventures and meet all kinds of people who were interested in kayaking or canoeing. So he met this married woman, and she claimed that she was very unhappy in her marriage. And he fell in love with her, and he thought she fell in love with him. She told him that she was going to leave her husband and that they could be together and that they would then be married. That's unusual right there for a woman to do that. It seems a lot more commonly a male game that married men play, but that's what she did. And he, in his mind, all he would do would think about their future together, and they would get a house together. And he had this her wonderful happily ever after fantasy that was just really in concrete in his head. And she did not discourage it, from what I gathered. Well, she and her husband finally separated, and she changed her mind about being with my husband's friend and decided she wanted to break up with him. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.